feeling like.
What's up?
I thought there was going to be something more profound coming out of your mouth with such a delay.
I wasn't prepared. I had to plug my headphones in. I wasn't prepared.
Oh, you're good. You're good. Welcome to a Tuesday. Booze day. If you want it to be a booze day.
No.
You can believe. I'm not talking to you. You can't have a booze day. You've had too many booze days lately. No offense.
No.
The date is June 24th, 2025. Logan.
Kira.
What is on your mind, my friend?
I got something for you.
You do?
Yeah, because you're a beach goer.
Yeah.
And I'm not a beach guy. I just don't like, I like to do stuff. However, one of the best things at the beach, and this is why I'm bringing it up, because it only takes place at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't people out here playing bocce on grass? Bocce is one of the best, I'm going to call it a backyard game, but it's not a backyard game. It's a beach game.
It's a sandy game.
Bocce is a dope game. How come we're not playing it?
I'm playing bocce on the beach.
No, I know. How come we're not playing it at home?
Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
You're saying that people are playing it on the beach, but it should be a backyard game?
Yeah, people are playing cornhole at home, and that's a great game.
Mm-hmm.
People are playing can jam. Why is bocce not normalized at home, but it's normalized on the beach?
Okay, I have a few theories for this.
Sure.
So I think, a lot of people don't have the backyard or front, the real estate to have a real good bocce game because... Mm-hmm. I mean, it's fun when you throw the balls really, really far.
It's strictly size of land and location.
I think it's size of land. Yeah. And also, I mean, I got a slopey driveway. I got a real slope. So it gets to a point where if you want to throw those long shots, then we're getting into maybe the ball's going to roll into the street.
Okay.
We can't be having that.
Okay.
There are all these factors.
These are factors I guess I haven't really considered. I'm just frustrated that no one's making a grass-safe bocce ball.
That's a good point. I think people are playing it on the grass, though.
With the hard ones?
I do think, yeah.
It must hurt the, I don't know.
What, the plants, the flora and the fauna?
What's a fauna?
Flora and fauna is like, plant life.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know why I've been saying that lately, but I learned it in 7th grade science class.
Wow, you're really holding on to it.
I really, really am. Are you playing bocce in your yard or is it strictly a beach game? We'd love to know. Shoot us a message on our 97.5 WOKQ app. We are going to take you back to yesterday. We finally got a chance to play Can't Beat Kira with one of our listeners who has been with us for a very long time. He calls for various things, but he had never played the game in his life. So it was a very glorious moment. We're going to relive that. Live that together now on 97.5 WOKQ. Enjoy.
Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Rob from Haverhill, can you hear us?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
Let's go.
That's great news. It's the little things, like the callers being able to hear us, right?
Especially Rob.
Absolutely.
But you're playing Can't Beat Kira.
That's awesome. I've been dying to do this for years.
Right. For years.
For years.
Wow.
Rob, have you never played? You call all the time. We love you, brother. But have you ever played Can't Beat Kira?
Never. I called last week and I was the second caller. And then another Rob got it.
Rob.
I remember the day very well.
Oh, that hurts.
I felt so bad.
That hurts.
I was screaming at the radio.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Well, let's get to business. Yeah. You know what to do.
Kick her out.
Absolutely, Kira. See you later.
See you later.
All right, Rob, she's walking out. We'll get this thing popping. First question is multiple choice. Here we go. I'm Yours all right. By Jason Mraz was one of the most popular songs in the 21st century. When did it come out? Was it...
08.
Oh, my God. I didn't even need to give you the multiple. How did you know that?
Because that was one of my favorite songs.
God. Kira doesn't even get multiple choice now. That's crazy. All right.
Awesome.
Question two. In The Matrix, there are two colored pills that Neo, the protagonist, must choose from. What are the two colored pills?
Red and blue.
Question number three. This is also a multiple choice unless you don't need it. Tommy Lee is an American musician who co-founded and plays drums for the heavy metal band blank.
Oh my God, I can't remember the band.
Okay, here it is. Multiple choice.
Hold on.
What?
All right, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, let's go. Is it Black Sabbath, Metallica, or Motley Crue?
Motley Crue, Tommy Lee.
All right, Kier's coming back in, Rob.
Is it Motley Crue? No, I think I was wrong, but go ahead.
Trust yourself, huh?
All right.
Button it up, though. Kira's in here.
Yeah, trust.
All right.
Kira, you are going to be in awe of what Rob did in the first question.
Really? Okay.
All right, Kira, here we go. Question one. You don't get multiple choice, and I'm sorry.
You don't? And is that Rob's fault?
Yeah, because he knew this from the get.
Oh, God.
I'm Yours by Jason Mraz was one of the most popular songs of the 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
What year did it come out? I didn't finish the sentence, and Rob said the answer. I'm not even kidding.
What is he, some kind of music prodigy?
He just said that he says it's one of his favorite songs.
Okay, do we get a buffer?
No.
You're a buffer. Okay, wow. Well, I'm set up for failure here.
I know.
Okay, all right. Let me crunch the numbers here.
Talk it out. Where were you?
I mean, I think I was...
Where were you when a young lad was singing that to you?
I think it was like... I was probably in college, you know? I think like early years of college.
So the 90s.
Shut up.
No, you're more.
Back to my time capsule. 2007?
Really, really amazing guess. The answer is 2008.
Damn it!
I was appalled. The options were 2008, 2011, and before I could even say them, Rob said it.
You know what, Rob? You deserve that point.
I appreciate that.
Question two, Kira. In The Matrix, there are two colored pills that Neo, the protagonist, must choose from.
Yeah.
What are the two colors?
Blue and red.
Is correct. Great job. You said it. Rob said it. 2-1. Question three.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee is an American musician who co-founded and plays drums for the heavy metal band Black Sabbath, Motley Crue, or Metallica?
Motley Crue.
Motley Crue is correct. You said it. Rob said it. Final score is 2 for Kira. So close with I'm Yours. Great guess. Really, really good job.
Thanks, man.
Rob, I will see you at Compliments, Double Downs, and Apologies. You won. Kira owes you the phrase of shame.
Okay, I'll say it.
Awesome.
My name's Kira. I'm from Hampton, and I can't beat Rob from Haverhill.
No, but you're still the best, Kira. I love you guys.
Such a good guy. Now, Rob, you're the best. You're going to see Old Dominion, brother, man.
Stop, dude. I just got chills, man. You guys are awesome.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks for playing, and way to know that year. We'll never get over that.
That was crazy. Stop.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
Stay at home, man.
And thanks for playing Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ. We are number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Kira and Logan in the morning are our names, and it's cookout season, baby. And with cookouts come very specific etiquette. And we always like to bring up etiquette questions on the showgram program because you need to behave in a certain way. And Logan has a question regarding bringing beer to a cookout.
Can you drink someone else's beer at the cookout that isn't the beer that you brought? Reason I'm thinking of this, we were up celebrating my wife's dad's birthday, and we had a bunch of people.
Happy birthday, Gary.
And everybody brought beer. And some people got good beer, some people brought beer. And it's kind of a free-for-all. It's kind of like, hey, it all goes into the beer fridge. And at a cookout, usually there's a big cooler. You walk into a cookout and someone's like, hey, just throw it in the cooler. Is it rude to start grabbing someone else's beer, or is it communal?
Look at these people are already calling.
That's because
barely got the question out.
This is a relatable topic. You know, you're like, oh, I'll bring the Coors Light. Oh, someone's got Heady Topper. I'm going to take those instead.
Oh, Heady Topper. Yeah, the way I see it is the thing you bring, you are sacrificing to the party gods. You're not necessarily obligated or married to that beverage that you brought to the party. It's for other people. That's how I look at it. If I bring a bottle of wine, you know, like I did for your Christmas party. Well, no, sorry.
Circa 3 years ago. Don't pretend like you showed up this year.
Oh, my God. Somebody's still salty. I was going to use that as an example, but I'm the one who opened the bottle of wine that I brought to your Christmas party and had the first glass. So bad example.
That's a great example. You're drinking what you brought.
And I thought I would break it in for everyone so they wouldn't be shy. So they would be, you know, more apt to dig into the open bottle. So maybe deep down I do believe that you should be drinking what you bring.
I like that. I got to see a whole wave of emotion
from you. Yeah, I think I do believe that. Because who are you to just drink the next best thing?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
You wanted to drink Heady Topper? You should have brought Heady Topper,
right.
Logan.
Isn't that the thing?
That is the thing.
All right.
That's how I feel.
All right.
How do you feel? Do you think it's rude to not drink the beverage that you bring to the cookout. You decide you want an upgrade. Someone else brought something better than you did, so you're going to drink that. Are you kidding me? 603-749-0975 is our number. We're very curious to know what you think about this. 603-749-0975. We would love to talk to you this morning, especially since our phones are working again and we can hear our callers.
Hello.
Hello. It's the little things. 603-749-0975 is our number. Oh, and if you do want to chime in, we do have an extra pair of tickets to see Old Dominion in Guilford, New Hampshire. 97.5 WOKQ. Logan was just asking a question around cookout etiquette. Is it rude to not drink the alcohol that you bring to a cookout? And the example that he said, which I thought was so perfect because it painted the picture, you bring some Coors Light, but then you see someone brought, you know, a nice sixer of craft beer, like Heady Topper. And you want to... What'd you say?
I said four packs.
Oh, excuse me. It comes in a four pack. Everybody knows it comes in a four pack.
Even more exclusive.
So exclusive. And you're like, you know what? I deserve it. I work hard. I'm going to give myself a Heady Topper. Screw my Coors Lights. Is that kind of a jerk move? 603-749-0975 is our number. Hi, is this Stephanie?
Yes.
That's great. Welcome to Kira and Logan in the Morning. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome. So I have a couple of ideas and suggestions in regards to bringing alcohol to a barbecue. Yeah.
Let's get to it.
So the way I look at it is if someone is specific on what they're bringing, like let's say they're going to bring a six-pack, then they can bring their own cooler. But if they're bringing beer and it's being put into a cooler for everybody, then I think it's a free-for-all.
That's a really good analysis.
The other thing I also can suggest is sometimes if you know someone brings a Coors Light and someone sees a Corona, so if you're talking to a friend, they might be like, "Hey, do you need another refill?" They might grab the other, you know, a drink that they had brought for their friend.
Right, but can you jump ships in alcohol? So, for example, let's say you bring a 12-pack of beer, and then all of a sudden you see that there are High Noons or some kind of seltzers. Can you go?
I think if it's like a big cooler with mixed drinks where everybody's putting their drinks in, I think that's an okay thing because you don't know who brought what if you're coming in later on into the barbecue.
Bottom line is if it goes into a shared cooler, you share. If you don't want people sharing, you put it in, you bring your personal.
Yeah.
But Logan, with your example, this is just my opinion. Yep. I think if you're going to jump ship like and go to a High Noon, what you brought has to be of the caliber of a High Noon. You can't be going to a High Noon if you brought like Natty Lights.
Valid.
Exactly.
What you've contributed has to be equal to what you take, morally.
Exactly.
And these are the 10 commandments of drinking alcohol at a barbecue.
Yep.
I'm really glad we talked this out. Thank you, Stephanie.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Okay, we're still taking your calls on this at 603-749-0975. And I know this isn't really the topic at hand, but I just have to slide this in here.
Right.
That I think it's pretty tacky if someone, you know, brings, like, say, a six-pack of beer to a party and then, you know, maybe two or a drink over the course of the party, and then they take the four home.
No.
It's tacky.
No one's doing that.
People are doing it.
Tacky is right.
Isn't it?
Tacky is right.
Unless
what?
Unless you have a conversation with the host.
And they just don't drink that beer.
They don't drink that beer.
They're like, take it. You just know.
Yeah. For example, my co-host before, Logan, Chichi, was at my house for a cookout. He brought Modelo. No shade to Modelo. I don't drink them. My husband doesn't drink them. And he's about to scoot on out of there. And I say, Chichi, bring your Modelo.
Sure.
We don't want these.
Yeah.
So that's okay. But in other cases, tacky. For show. 603-749-0975. If you have a thought on this, on 97.5 WOK. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's us, Kira and Logan in the Morning. Thanks for stopping by. We're so glad to have you here. So Logan was asking this question earlier on the show around cookout etiquette. The question at hand is it rude to not drink the alcohol that you bring to a cookout? Like, say you bring a six-pack of beer, but then you see that someone brought something a little nicer. You jump ship and you start drinking what they brought. Is it rude or is it fine? 603-749-0975 is our number. Rhonda, what's on your mind?
I was calling about the etiquette for a barbecue.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
What you got?
Well, I think that you should bring, like, pudding shots or jello shots. That way everybody gets to enjoy that. And then they're going to offer you whatever they're bringing as a thank you.
Oh, so you bring the fun thing, the interactive thing that gets, that kicks the party up a notch, and then you can drink whatever you want.
Absolutely.
Let's think about this, though. I love this, by the way. I do.
He always has to play devil's advocate, Rhonda.
I do. Let's play devil's advocate, because, you know, if you bring jello shots and no one's really jello shotting, no one's down to jello shot.
That's their problem, baby.
But you still get access to everyone's beers? And seltzers and everything else?
Yeah, but nobody can turn down a pudding shot.
A pudding? We were talking pudding? What flavor, Rhonda?
Yeah, talk to me about pudding shots. What does that involve?
Yeah.
Well, I made some with rum chata and fireball.
Yep.
In vanilla pudding. Oh, my goodness. That was so good. Yeah. You sprinkle a little bit of graham crackers on top.
What the? Wait
that
a
is dessert.
Rhonda, are you putting this in a shot glass or like a cup like you do for jello shots? Or are you putting this in a bowl at the end of the day?
No, the little cups like the jello shots.
Do you feel like bringing a piñata with nips in it is equivalent to the pudding or jello shot?
Absolutely.
What about a watermelon filled with vodka?
I've done that too.
Yeah, but you don't have anything to sip. So now you have to go drink other people's drinks the whole time because you don't have anything to sip.
Yeah, I'm loving this.
So is
but
that,
you brought like the thing that's escalating the party.
Yeah, but what if the party isn't an escalating party? And again, I am just playing devil's advocate here.
Don't we all want our parties to escalate at some point?
That's a good point. Why else are you partying?
That's it.
All right.
Always bring a backup.
When you say always bring a backup, you're saying always bring something that you'll be able to sip along with your jello shots or party favors?
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, so she always comes prepared. I like it.
Well, you gotta have fun. Summer's only short.
Gotta have fun. That's true.
Right. That's right. Well, thank you.
No good story ever starts with a salad.
That's true. Amen to that. Good to hear from you, Rhonda. Thanks for contributing to our show in such a positive way.
Thank you, and I hope you guys have a great day.
You too.
Rhondeezy.
Okay, we're still taking your calls on this if you want to chat with your besties. 603-749-0975 is our number. Or you can always shoot us a message on our 97.5 WOKQ.
It's the 90s today for a free in-home estimate at GaryPlumbingAndHeating.com. WOKQ, Dover, Portsmouth, Rochester.
Hello, it is us, Kira and Logan in the morning, on your number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're just popping in to tell you it is time to call. To call 603-749-0975. Why? This is if and only if you want to win a pair of tickets to see Old Dominion July 6th in Guilford. And Logan, you know what I just noticed?
What did you notice?
You've known this for days because you log into the little system with the tickets.
But always.
Ernest. Opening for Old Dominion.
You didn't know that?
I didn't realize that. I feel like he's here, he's there, he's with Morgan Wallen, he's with Old Dominion, he's everywhere.
He's with us.
He's with us?
Yeah.
At Blue Ocean.
Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Hello, Bree. Welcome to Kira and Logan in the morning. How's the day?
Not too bad. How about you guys?
We're very good. Thank you for asking. 75 degrees before 7 a.m. You can't beat it.
I know.
Right? All right, Bree. Named after my favorite cheese. Just kidding. Do you want to kick me out of here?
Kira, get on out of here.
I will leave.
All right, Bree, she's leaving. First question is multiple choice here for you, so a little easier, maybe. You ready to go? All right, today is Lionel Messi's birthday. The 38-year-old is widely considered to be on the Mount Rushmore of soccer players, and some even consider him to be the greatest soccer player of all time. How tall is he? Is he 5'7", 6', or 6'7"?
I'll go with 5'7".
Okay, question number two. This one, it sounds like a sports question, but it's really not. Just listen. In 1921, a basketball player joined the Converse team as a salesman and helped improve the shoe design of the classic high-top Converse, leading the shoe to be renamed the Blank All-Star.
Oh.
What are Converse often called?
Chucks?
Yes. Yes. Did you have a last name in addition to the Chuck?
The Chuck Taylor.
All right. Question number three. This is Keith Irwell.
let me rephrase this question. Question three, here we go. Keith Urban sings a song called Long Hot Summer, something we will experience today. In that song, where does his passenger put her feet while he drives?
On the dashboard?
Great job. Great job, Bree. Kira's coming back. How are you feeling after that round?
Feeling good.
Good. Good. That's what I like to hear. We'll see if Kira's feeling as good after her three questions.
Friends.
Kira.
I have returned.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Okay.
Today's Lionel Messi's birthday. The 38-year-old is widely considered to be in the Mount Rushmore of soccer players. Some consider him to be the greatest of all time. How tall is he? 5'7", 6 foot, or 6'7"?
He's either a short king or a tall king or somewhere in the middle.
That is, yep. Wow. Nothing gets by you.
5'7".
5'7", says Kira. 5'7", says Bree. 5'7", he is a short king.
Good for him. With a lot of Instagram followers, apparently.
Correct. 1-1, question 2. Kira, this is going to sound like a sports question. It is certainly not.
It's weird when you have to explain it.
It's a fashion question.
Ooh.
Oh, swinging a different tune over there. All right. In 1921, a basketball player joined the Converse team as a salesman and helped improve the design of the classic high-top Converse, leading the shoe to be renamed the blank All-Star.
American?
The American All-Star. A very good guess. The answer is the Chuck Taylor.
Oh, Chuck Taylor. I should know that.
Yeah, you should. I feel like you didn't listen.
No,
Do you call him Chucks? I always call him Chucks.
No, I don't know it that well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Bree said Chucks, and then eventually I said, can you give me a last name? She said Chuck Taylor.
But she got there.
She did. 2 for Bree, 1 for Kira. Question 3. Keith Urban sings a song called Long Hot Summer. In that song, where does this passenger put her feet while he drives?
On the dashboard?
On the dashboard, says Kira. That's exactly what Bree said. That is the right answer. 3 for Bree, 2 for Kira.
Oh, Bree! You pantsed me on this Tuesday. I love that for you. I will say the phrase of shame now, in your honor. My name's Kira, I'm from Hampton, and I can't beat Bree. You know what that means, right?
I get to go see Old Dominion.
Yeah, you do.
And Ernest.
Number 1 for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Thank you for being with us. We're all still in the heat dome and we're trying to survive. As teased yesterday on the show, we have a game that we've played a few times here. And it's basically just Logan and I being nosy and asking questions about your life and trying to guess the thing that's in question. And today, it's what you do for a job. So Logan and I are going to have 3 questions that we're going to ask you each, interview style. And after you're done answering each of our questions, we're going to have a discussion about you like you're not right here in the room. And we're going to make an educated guess on what you do for a job. And be generous. You know, if you have like a pretty nuanced title, we might not get that exactly. But I guess if we're in the general field, then we'll get the point. But the points don't really matter.
I was going to say, we're all on the same team here. The caller is just trying to help us get there.
Exactly. Exactly. It's not us against you. It is a collaborative process. Thank you for saying that, Logan.
Yeah, it's a team sport, really.
Yeah, and like I said, the points don't matter. Basically, a random caller who wants to chime in and play What Do You Do will be skipping away with a pair of tickets to see Old Dominion. 4th of July weekend in Guilford, New Hampshire. Celebrate America with the lads of Old Dominion. It's going to be such an amazing show, and we think you should go. So 603-749-0975 is our number. If you'd like to play What Do You Do with us and have Logan and I interrogate you about what you do for a living. 603-749-0975. Let's play. Let's have some fun on 97.5 WOKQ. Number 1 Bound for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning, and Logan and I are playing What Do You Do?, where we absolutely interrogate you and ask you interview style a few questions. It's supposed to be just three, but it's not turning out to be that way. And we're trying to figure out what you do for a living. Random person who wants to play and subject themselves to this torture will be skipping away with a pair of tickets to see Old Dominion. Hi, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Welcome to What Do You Do? What's your name?
My name is Taylor.
Hi, Taylor. Okay, so you are comfortable with us interviewing you, asking, you know, trying to figure out what you do for a living?
I'm very excited.
She's excited. Okay, do you mind if I kick it off?
Please do.
Okay, Taylor, do you sit at a desk for your job?
I sit.
You sit.
But not at a desk. Okay.
Taylor, do you make over or under $100,000 a year?
Oh, my God.
Oh, definitely under. Okay.
And that's why I asked, because now I know it's not even close.
I know.
It's good to know.
Okay. Are you, Taylor, are you forward-facing, and by that, is it a customer service dealing with people all day?
Yes.
Sorry, follow-up question.
Yeah.
On the phone?
No.
In person. Okay.
Mm-hmm. In person.
Mm-hmm.
Standing. Did we say standing?
No, she said sitting, but not at a not at a desk. She sits.
Correct.
She sits, but not at a desk.
Where are you sitting, girl?
I don't know. Are you in any type of, this is a two-parter, medical or education space?
No.
Good. The big two got them already out. All right, Kira, let's get one
down
more.
And out.
I feel like I'm definitely, like, venturing down the wrong lane. And because she's sitting, but she's not at a desk. So I'm like, is she like a lifeguard? You know what I mean? Like she's sitting. Are you outside?
I'm too pacey for that. No.
No, you're inside. Okay. Stupid question. God, I wasted it.
Did we ask if she's in customer service?
Well, I said
she doesn't work at a desk. But she doesn't work at a desk. What kind of person is working with the people, but not at a desk?
And she sits, so she's not, like, in retail, because they stand.
Right, what other work are you sitting on? I'm picturing a big bouncy ball. I don't know, like, what else you sit...
A bouncy ball.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, that's a good guess. But no, definitely not a bouncy ball.
And was that your question?
Screw this, what do you sit on? Where do you sit? If you don't sit at a desk, where do you sit? Describe your scene.
There's just no desk.
Is it a counter?
No, well, I mean, I sit on a chair. There's no counter, there's no desk, no.
What?
Okay, she's dealing with people in person, not on the phone.
What? Yep. What job do you sit at, but you don't have something to write
on?
Do
you work at the DMV?
No.
Do you work for this? Do you work for like the state or the government or anything like that?
No.
This was hard.
How about this? Can you give us a hint?
I mean, I work for myself.
She works for herself.
Oh.
And she sits.
Yeah.
And she's dealing with people.
It's small business.
Small business.
Instacart.
No.
No, you own a boutique. You own a little, you know, clothes shop.
No.
Oh, but I'm getting warmer. Something in fashion.
You're getting closer. You are getting closer. That's like the right path.
We already said nails. Botox? No, we said medical. Botox feels medical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no
esthetician?
Medical.
Esthetician?
Yes,
or yes. I am an esthetician.
What? I knew the word esthetician.
So much for three questions each, but we got there.
You did. You got there. I'm a lash and brow artist, so my client lays on a bed.
Oh, and you're standing.
I'm sitting. No, I sit while I lash them.
Yeah. Oh, you sit while you lash them. Yeah, that makes sense. Yes. You get them with the little tweezers. Yeah, of course.
Well, this was fun.
Yes. Logan, you knew the word esthetician. Go off, King.
That was awesome. I'm so proud.
Thank you.
And we're proud of you. I hope you have a nice full day giving beautiful lashes and brows to the people.
Oh, I love it. I love making people feel good.
Oh, that's so wonderful, Taylor, that you love what you do. Thank you so much for playing What Do You Do? After that, people are like, do I want to subject myself to that? Because these two are really bad at this.
We warmed up.
Yeah,
we warmed up.
Now I kind of know the questions to ask. So yeah, sorry, Taylor, that we worked it out on you. 603-749-0975. By the way, if you do subject yourself to this, a random person will be skipping away with a pill.
I check my pulse and my heart still beating. Exhale, I think I'm still breathing.
Megan Maroney, am I okay? on your number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. We're playing What Do You Do? Where Logan and I fire questions at you interview style and try to figure out what you do for a living. Random person who's willing to play along with this will be skipping away with a pair of tickets to see Old Dominion. 603-749-0975 is our number if you'd like to play along. Hi, thank you so much for holding. What's your name? Where are you from?
Brandon.
Okay, I'm going to kick us off. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Okay, yeah. Brandon, do you is the work you do with your hands?
Yes.
Okay.
Brandon, are you outside today?
Yes and no.
Yes and no.
Okay. With hands, sometimes outside.
Okay.
Kira?
Do you drive a truck for work?
That's part of it.
It's part of it, yep. Okay.
Brandon, do you carry saws and or tools with you?
No.
No.
Are you driving to different people's homes throughout the day?
Yes.
Okay.
But no tools. So, like, that's taking away plumbing, electrician. That's right?
Yes. But maybe...
But what about, like...
An exterminator?
Wow.
Nope.
Oh! I think that was my last question. If you guessed early, it's your question.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Okay.
But I'm happy to discuss or...
I'm thinking more like driveway sealing.
Oh, but you don't need tools for that?
Not tools.
No?
Like, I mean, is that considered... Are you upgrading someone's property in any way, Brandon?
Good question.
No.
Perfect. Are you upgrading somebody's life in some way?
No.
Hang up on them. So let's talk it out real quick. We're not upgrading their life. We're not upgrading their property. He's going house to house in a truck.
And he's inside and he's outside. He's both.
Well, I could say, you can probably say that you're kind of upgrading their property.
Is something wrong that you're fixing in their homes?
No.
Do you work for a cable company?
I do not.
Ah.
That was a great guess. I was going to say a fence guy, but that's also tools.
Right.
So I got no clue.
Yeah. Sorry, Brandon, we hate to be quitters, but we give up.
Unless you give us a really fat hint.
It has to deal with blue juice and toilet paper.
Oh, my God, you work for porta potties.
I do.
You're a porta potty guy.
Yes.
I am the porta potty guy.
That's awesome. I'm happy we got there. I'm sorry that we couldn't get there without your help, but thank you, Brandon, for playing, and we'll call you if you win the tickets.
Yeah, thank you for the work you do.
Yeah, thanks.
See you, pal.
Logan, are we bad at this?
No. Well, yeah, but we're 1-1, all right? We're 50%, and batting 50% is good, and more importantly, 50% can get you into playoffs, so let's keep it going. Let's see how we do in the next one.
I like your can-do attitude, and never forget that you knew the word esthetician.
And that's that.
And that's that. He said really sassily. 603-749. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning time, and we are playing a game that we made up called What Do You Do? Where Logan and I fire questions at you, interview style, and try to decide what you do for a living. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Thanks so much for holding. What's your name?
Connor Pill.
What's up, Connor? So you're down to play... What do you do? We're about to fire some questions your way and try to figure out what you do for a living.
Sounds good to me.
Connor, what do you wear to work, my guy?
Usually business casual, occasionally like formal.
Okay, business casual, occasionally formal. Are you in any type of sales?
You got it right away, Logan.
I just felt it.
Wait, but we don't know what he sells.
Yeah, he's selling cyber.
I'm not.
Imagine I just take a guess right away. Imagine. And I got it.
All okay, right. We got questions.
Yeah, let's do questions about the sales.
Okay, do you sell a service?
I guess you could call it that. It's definitely not your traditional type of sales. I'll give you that.
He's an insurance salesman.
I'm not.
Damn it.
Logan.
Fine. Do you work from home or do you go to the office?
I'm a hybrid. Hybrid.
Of course.
He's a hybrid model.
Just like every freaking salesman.
He's a sales guy. And it's not traditional what he sells.
And I said insurance and it's not insurance.
Is what you sell over $5,000?
Yes.
Real estate? Well, that's not really a salesman.
Yeah, no. But...
Hey, I'm talking to Kira. All right.
Oh.
All right, Connor.
I'm sorry. Jeez.
Wow. He's feisty today.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, as a salesman, I'm always right. Isn't that the case? Do you like the people you sell to?
Yes.
Look, that very doesn't help us.
Why? Like, you know, you ain't no boat salesman.
You're selling... Are the people that you're selling to professionals?
No, not yet.
Not yet?
So what about, like, solar?
No.
I'm talking to Kira.
Is what you're selling it to, you know, people that are trying to start up a certain type of business. Is that fair to say?
I think take the first steps to becoming a professional.
Oh, okay. Is it education?
It is.
Are you a college recruiter?
Correct.
Bingo.
Wow.
Bingo.
What college, dog?
St. Anson College.
St. Ace. He's an admissions counselor, is what
if
he is.
You will.
There you go. That's the exact title. You got it.
Yeah, Logan worked in higher ed.
I was also an associate, whatever the hell it is.
He didn't last long. No, I'm just kidding. Thanks so much for playing along, Connor. Okay, we're going to definitely bring that back because that was a lot of fun. And I feel like we were getting better at it.
We're heating up.
We're heating up, baby, just like the day. Okay, it is time to give away these Old Dominion tickets. We are going to play Can't Beat Kira for these. Can you give the number while I clear my throat?
603-749-0975. Let her clear her throat. Oh, have mercy, babe. I hope you don't mind.
603-749-0975. Really, what's wrong with us? Really, what's
wrong
with
us? I had to cover you.
What it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
What's up, Adam?
Adam.
Hello.
Is this you?
Yes, it is. How's it going?
Hi, it's Kira and Logan.
Hi.
From the morning.
From the morning time. So you're here to play Can't Beat Kira.
I've met you before.
What did you say?
I've met you before. You've met my daughter.
Oh, that sounds wholesome. Where did that happen?
You interviewed her for the Brad Paisley guitar she got 4 years ago.
Oh, what a legend that daughter of yours is. Love her.
Yes, she is.
She's sassy as anything. How's she doing?
She's doing great. We're going back to a show in July 19th.
Oh, my God. I love you. You'll have to let me know how it is. All right. Sorry. We digress.
I will.
Let's see if we can get you to Old Dominion. They have guitars that maybe she can get signed. Kick me out of here.
All right, Kira, it's time for you to get out of here.
I'm going to leave now. Good luck.
Get out. All right, Adam, she's walking out. Have you played this game before, by the way?
I have not. I've heard it on the radio many a time.
Cool.
I've never had the chance to call in.
Love it. I'm happy this is your first time. Here we go. Question one, multiple choice here. Today in 1947, the first UFO report was made where? Was it made in Maine? Or the other end of the country, in Washington State.
Washington State.
Question number two. Just a few hours ago, there were accusations of one country violating a ceasefire that was agreed upon last night. What two countries originally agreed to a ceasefire?
Israel and Iran.
Question number three. Ricky Gervais is most known for creating one of the most iconic and most alike TV shows of all time. Which one?
That one I don't.
It's one of the funniest shows of all time. I mean, people quote it. They're super fans of this show. We might as well throw a guess out there.
Big Bang Theory?
Big Bang Theory. Kira's coming back. Hold on. How are we feeling, Adam? What are we thinking? Did we get them all right? Did we get one right? What do you think?
I think I got at least the first two right.
Okay. All right. We'll see how Kira does.
What's up, Adam? And right. Logan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question one. Multiple choice here for you, Kira.
Okay.
Today, in 1947, the first UFO report was made in Maine or Washington State?
Washington State.
Is correct. You said it. Adam said it. 1-1.
Take me to your leader.
Great job. Question two. Just a few hours ago, there were accusations of one country violating a ceasefire that was agreed upon last night. What two countries originally agreed to the ceasefire?
Iran and Israel.
Is correct. You got it right. Adam got it right. Question three for all the marbles.
Okay.
Ricky Gervais is most known for creating one of the most iconic and hilarious TV shows of all time. What is it?
The Office.
It is The Office. My man Adam said The Big Bang Theory. A good guess.
And a good show.
And a good show nonetheless.
Adam, we got good news. We got bad news. We do need to hear you say those sweet, sweet words.
Bye, man.
That is Park, number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, or Kira and Logan in the morning. So, this game was fun a little earlier on the show, and we're going to bring it back because we still have these Old Dominion tickets that we're going to give away to a person who wants to play along. It's called What Do You Do? So, Logan and I have 3 questions each, in theory. It's proving to be a bit more because we're not so good at this game. And we'll ask you questions about what you do for a living, and then we'll discuss and make an educated guess. And yeah, what are we, like 1 for 5 so far,
no,
Logan?
No!
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 Well, we've needed hints.
I want to say we're pretty much batting 50% right now.
50%! That's all right. So if you want to play along, 603-749-0975 is our number. And again, a pair of tickets is the Old Dominion up for grabs if you want to play. What do you do? What's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Trevor. I'm from Barnstead.
What's up, Trevor from Barnstead? Thank you for agreeing to play What Do You Do? We're going to kick it off with some questions if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
Blue collar or white collar?
Blue collar.
Okay, blue collar boy.
I can tell by the voice. It was a waste of a question.
Oh, yeah, it was. Trevor, are your hands dirty at the end of the day?
Always.
Let's see. Trevor, are you working with dirt in any capacity?
Not really, no.
Good to know.
Are you going to different people's homes throughout the day?
Yes, all day.
All day.
Are you an outdoors guy or an indoors guy?
Both.
Both. Perfect.
Both.
So I think we're still in that, like, electrician, plumber range.
Right. Are you fixing something that's gone wrong in your customers' houses?
Yes.
Could your job be dangerous if somebody tried to do it who's never done it?
Yes.
I love electrician.
But you don't, maybe he's a roofer.
Could be. Yeah. That's also dangerous, no doubt.
Yeah. And he's like, inside because he has to, go in people's attics and scope it out.
Let's do the schooling question. Electricians need more schooling. Plumbers need schooling, like roofing.
Yeah.
You don't need no school.
Fire that school question off.
Question via that Trev Dog. Schooling required/recommended?
Required.
Required. Electrician, plumbing. Screw it. Is it one of those two?
No.
Son of a nutcracker. What else is there?
There's a big one.
There's a big one we're missing.
You still going?
Are you a firefighter?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll take the hint.
We'll take a hint if you have one, Trevor. Sorry about it.
Big hint. On weeks when we have weather like this, I get a lot of calls about it not working.
HVAC.
Yep, he's an HVAC guy. You're an HVAC guy.
I sure am.
You sure are, and God bless what you're doing today, Trev.
Yeah, you guys stay cool today.
Yes, we will. You keep the people from being sweaty. Take a look, Not that hard. The hammy.
Now I bump my knee really hard to the table.
That's what you get.
I'm gonna bruise tomorrow.
You shouldn't shimmy like that before warming up. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. We are playing a fun game that Logan and I aren't really so great at. And we'll tell you that. We'll tell you that flat out. But we're getting a little better with each contestant. It's called What Do You Do? And Logan and I have 3 questions each that we ask the caller about their profession. And then Logan and I make an educated guess as to what they do for a living. 603-749-0975 is our number if you'd like to play along. Hello and welcome to What Do You Do? First of all, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm from Jen. I live in Hampton.
Your name's Jen, and you live in Hampton. Excellent. All right, Jen. You're fine with us interrogating you about what you do for a living?
Absolutely.
All right.
Why don't you start, Kira?
All right. Jen, would you say that you enhance people's appearance with the work that you do?
No.
No.
Jen, do you go to work before 7:30?
Oh, God, no.
Okay.
No.
All right, so
she's
going late.
That ain't her style.
She's going late.
Okay. Do you work 9 to 5?
No.
Well, it's probably just different hours depending on what she's got going on. Are you forward facing, customer service, helping the people?
Yes. Customer service.
Do you work over the phone?
No.
So do you work in person?
Yes.
Do you go to your place of employment, or do you work from home?
I work out of the house.
I love real estate for Jen. It's just screaming. You don't tour houses that early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
But she's doing most of her work from home.
Right, most.
No, I work out of the house, but I have to leave my house to actually do the work.
Okay. So we're liking. Are we liking real estate?
I'm just going to add, Jen, do you do real estate?
I don't.
Patats.
Would you get this service done at your house?
No, not at my house.
Well, my house, not at your house.
Not at your house either.
No, okay. Not at your house.
All right, Jen, you want to give us a little hint?
Just a little guidance. We're not doing so hot.
I work with tourists.
You work with tourists? Very cool.
Maybe she's a travel agent. Maybe she books their hotel stays and their activities.
Fire it off.
Are you a travel agent?
Not an agent. I help out with their travel.
Are we going to get closer than that?
Probably not.
Okay.
What is it?
We just started the New Hampton Beach Tiki Taxi. We drive people around with a 6-passenger golf cart decorated as a tiki bar.
Oh, my God. So fun.
Wait, when did this become a thing?
We actually just started it last month.
Very cool. I want to ride immediately.
Do you want me and Kira to do like the morning show from the taxi?
That would be so fun. You definitely should.
What a fun job, Jen.
Yeah.
No wonder we didn't guess it. This just got popping last month. This was a trick question.
We didn't know it existed.
We're all over social media.
And she's like, do you live under a rock? Okay, so where can we follow you on the socials?
Facebook is Tiki Taxi.
Tiki Taxi.
Also, we're on Instagram. Yep, Tiki Taxi.
Okay.
And pretty good advertisement trying to get on the radio this morning. Well done, Jen.
I love it. It's a double whammy.
You like that?
You like that?
She's laughing because she knows what she did. All right, go see the Tequila Tiki Taxi in Hampton with Jen.
Yes, come ride with us.
I'm obsessed with that. That is so cool. I'm glad that I learned that that's a thing today. It is timeless. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Welcome to What Do You Do? Where, you know, you call us at 603-749-0975. Logan and I interrogate you about what you do for a living, but you can't directly say it. And we try to guess your job. 603-749-0975 is our number. Thank you so much for holding. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, my name's Annika. I'm from Durham.
Very cool name, Annika.
Annika, what a beautiful name.
Annika, how old are you?
I am 20.
That's right. The questions have already started.
That's right. Okay. You are 20. So yes. are you still in school for what you do?
I am, yes.
Yeah.
That's it. She's a hairdresser. It's over.
No.
Just kidding.
That's not a guess. That's not a guess.
Can you imagine? Okay. Are you working in your fields that you're in school for?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I like it.
What do you wear to work?
I wear scrubs to work.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see. She's an LNA working to get her RN. Is that like a crazy specific guess? I don't know.
And you are spot on.
Let's go! Man, my wife would be so... I wish my wife was listening to the radio, not working on people right now. She'd be so proud.
Not working on people.
Is that exactly the scenario?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Logan, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
That's amazing. And Annika, I'm proud of you too. So what's the journey? How much longer till you get licensed?
I've got 2 more years. I'm going into my junior year.
And where are you in LNA right now?
I work at the Edgewood Center in Portsmouth and Carriage Hill over in Dover, Madsbury.
And what kind of nursing do you want to do one day?
Ideally, pediatrics would be my preference.
Amazing, amazing. Well, it's crazy that nursing...
We are seeing your messages. We validate that you got busy and missed that 820 Morgan Wallen contest code. Hate that for you. How you feeling about repeating it, Logan?
I feel good. 488. I've had a good shot. I've had a fun time guessing people's occupations. 488 is the code. 488.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning, and we are playing What Do You Do? Where Logan and I interrogate you and then guess your occupation. 603-749-0975 if you'd like to play along. Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, this is Marlo from Canterbury.
Hi, Marlo.
How are you?
Are you ready to play What Do You Do?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Should we ask if she's at work? It's 8:30.
Are you at work right now?
I am not at work. Right now.
Follow up on that. Same question. Doesn't count as two questions.
Oh,
when do you start work?
Fair. I usually officially start work at 8:00, but I only work 3 days.
Okay.
She was about to say see her first client.
First patient.
Patient. What do you call the people that you see at work that you are serving?
Patients.
Yeah.
So healthcare. Yep. How many years did you go to school for?
After high school, I went 2 years.
2 years.
Are you helping them with some kind of ailment in their body?
I could be.
Everybody's a little different.
And also, 2 years of schooling isn't a lot, so it can't be an RN.
It can be a 4-year program, but it can also be done in 2.
So some people have ailments, some don't. Do you work with one specific part of the body?
I do.
What's an OT? Screw it. Are you an OT?
I am dental hygienist.
I was literally just gonna say, is it from the neck up? Because I was thinking teeth. I know, hindsight is 20/20, uh-huh. But I really was gonna get there. I swear, Marlo.
And you should have. Marlo should have let us get there.
No, it's okay. Well, she was like thinking we're pitiful. Well, thank you for the work you do. Is today a work day for you, Marlo?
It's not a work day for me, no.
It's not a work day. Okay.
Then enjoy the sunshine, Marlo.
Ooh, beach day, baby. Let's go.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you for playing. Would you like to play? 603-74. For New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Welcome to What Do You Do? Where Logan and I fire off a series of questions and try to figure out what you do for a living. 603-749-0975 is our number if you'd like to play along. Hello, John. Welcome to Kira and Logan in the morning.
Hello.
Hello. All right, so you're ready to play What Do You Do?
I am.
Okay. Logan, did you want to fire off the first question?
Yeah, just timing-wise. John, you at work?
No, I don't start until 3.
3 p.m.?
Yep.
Love this. This is a fun one because I don't know many night stuff. I don't know what happens in the nighttime.
Yeah, what happens in the nighttime? Do you have an 8-hour shift?
I do.
8-hour shift. You start at 3. You working outside?
Nope.
Do you wear a uniform?
Yep.
Do you help clean stuff?
Nope.
Are you in law enforcement?
Close to it, but not in it.
Close to law enforcement. Nice, Kira. Is this a sexy job? Like, would women find it sexy?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
That's a no.
That's a no. It's not the big 3, military, police officer, firefighter.
Do you go to the same place for work every day?
I do.
Kira, I feel like you're onto something.
I feel like he's a corrections officer. He works in a prison.
Nope.
Ah!
But close to it.
Do you carry a weapon?
Not at the where I'm at.
He's a security guard. He's a security officer somewhere, like a bank, for example. Do you do security?
I do, but I'm a security director.
Security director. Pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Where are you doing security?
At the Mall of New Hampshire.
The Mall of New Hampshire.
Very good. John, this was great. Thank you. You're giving us confidence because we're getting less pitiful at this game.
This was a good round. Thanks, John.
No problem.
Have a good day at work.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Bye. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. It is time, my dear, dear friends, for compliments, double downs, and apologies. Brought to you by Merchants Auto and Hooksett, New Hampshire. I'm apologizing. Not that, like, wholeheartedly, because I don't feel that bad about it. But Logan asked me a question in Can't Beat Kira today, and it had to do with the Converse high-top shoes.
Uh-huh.
The answer was Chuck Taylor's. And I apologize for not knowing that, not giving it more thought, because I know those shoes very intimately. I actually had to wear them for an entire summer for a waitressing gig because they were part of our uniform. And me and the fellow waitresses bonded together as great shoes, very fashionable, do not provide much support.
Nope.
For the foot.
And pretty narrow, too.
Very narrow. So we were all like, our feet hurt. Like, please let us wear something else. And he was like, sorry. Our manager was like, sorry, I like the way that they look with your skirts.
Yep. Okay.
I know, it's a little hairy. So I know those shoes. I know them well. I should have known Chuck Taylor. Stupid Kira, stupid. I'll listen better next time. What do you have, Logan?
I'm giving a compliment today to, was it Annika or Annika?
I think it was Annika.
I think it was Annika. We did a game today for the first time called What the Heck Do You Do?
Yeah, What the Heck Do You Do?
And basically, it was a game where you called in and Kira and I got... The goal was 3 questions each, but really it was just an unlimited amount of questions. 21
limit
questions.
Did not exist.
About 21-ish questions. And Kieran, I tried to figure out what you do for employment. And I'll tell you the reason I'm complimenting Annika in a second, but here's the call.
Thank you.
So, yeah, I'm sort of doubling down on what I said to Annika and complimenting Annika at the same time, which is I think that post-COVID, healthcare got a different reputation and more credit. And I think people realized just how hard the profession is. And maybe people didn't realize just how hard and draining and taxing it is to be a nurse and work
demanding,
in healthcare.
Yeah.
And it's terrible. It's a lot. I know it because my wife comes home with that baggage sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And so Annika, to know all of that and still choose to go into the nursing field, and to all of the nurses and healthcare workers who are making the conscious decision to go into that field, shout out to you. Compliments to you.
You are bold. You are brave. You are changing the world. And for that, we thank you. On that, oops, I just whacked the microphone after.
So excited. We're whacking stuff.
Whacking stuff. On that note, we out. Ginny Rogers is up next. So is 30 Minutes of New Country. So is that 10-20 Morgan Wallen contest code. I don't even need to tell you, but I'll tell you again. It's the last week that we are giving these Morgan Wallen contest codes. So every code counts. Again, the next one happens at 10-20. Don't you forget it. All day long, who loves you?
We do.
On 97.5 WOKQ.